This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, welcome back, guys. DGS206 live radio. We are trying to get our stream going, and everyone's camera works but mine, which makes me happy. So we're going to do this one without the cameras, and then we're going to finagle it again during the next break and try to get them all going. But we'll get them going today.
We got to fix.
We'll fix it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I don't know. We've never done it before, and they had to drag me kicking and screaming to do it. One, I don't like being stared at. Two, I have always loved the theater of the mind with radio, but I know that radio is changing and audio is changing and content is changing and everyone wants to see you do it. So we'll get there.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
If only the one camera that really needs to work would work.
No kidding.
We got it though. We're good.
Yeah. Wheels figured out a fix.
Because the camera that's on my computer works and we can just turn it around on you.
We can't
see
you.
Change it. No, I have the laptop. I can sign on my laptop I do for Gas House Gang, and I'm already on there now, so I'm on both.
Okay, cool.
So you got two-wheelers on there, which, wow, good luck.
And I knocked over a stapler, if anybody was wondering what that big, horrible crashing noise was.
Yeah. And I'll say this, like, for all of us, security alert, there's a way to mute your microphone so that it does not go through the non-on-air portion of the show, right? Mm-hmm. So if your microphone's on, people will hear us talking during the breaks. I'm going to make sure that they're muted on the mic.
That would
itself.
Be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, like I was saying, get used to me rocking. Get used to me shimmying. I do a lot of this back and forth, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. And I usually walk away during the breaks because I like to walk around the studio. There you go.
That's yeah, I mean, guy. We all do that. Yeah, mostly. Dave takes laps.
I do. Today, no one's in. We have a big square. Yeah. Our office is just a big square. And you can ask Rach. All I did today was walk around the square.
He kept walking by the office.
Yep.
And I'm like, he must be talking to somebody. And then I figured out what you were doing.
Nope.
You were mall walking.
Nervous energy. Oh, I'd be such a great mall walker.
Yeah.
You ever done it?
I've been to malls, but I've never gone to a mall to walk.
You've been an incidental mall walker?
Yeah. Although, for being such an indoor walker, I don't do a lot of going to the park and walking, which is kind of silly.
Do you walk around your neighborhood?
Not like I should.
Like when it's nice out. I don't mean
not as much as I should.
Yeah.
Because my couch is so comfortable.
I know. It's such a hard debate, right?
I know.
Do you want to go walk around or do I want to stay here where, in your case, where you have all the blankies, in my case, where the remote control is?
Right. What are you all thinking about the upcoming snow?
Feeling
optimistic?
Horrible, like always.
No, thank you.
Snow. I'm so tired of this. It's been, I mean, it's just been so much of it this year, it feels like. And I know it's
only been one.
I know it's only been, it's been like, it snowed like three times this year, but it's just, every time. And then you got to wonder, is the whole city going to shut down again? Is it going to be anything like it? You know, I think we're all kind of feeling a little snake bite from January still. And I was getting so, we finally got all that stupid snow and ice off the ground, and then it's like, you know, 2 weeks in a row, it's like, oh, here comes some more. But you said it's going to be nice next week, Kev?
That's what it said on the app, but I don't want to quote that because then Dave Murray will get mad at me.
Yeah.
Boy, March is right around the corner.
It says like all next week is 50s.
Yeah, March is like next week.
Is it? Wait. Oh, my God. It's pretty, not next week, but pretty close.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've always heard that as you age, time goes faster and that it's not, it doesn't literally go faster, but there's something in our brain that literally makes it seem like it goes faster. So I feel better when you guys feel the same way, that it's not just me. Because it really does. I always say that I didn't start really clocking time at all until I started getting every 2 week paychecks and having to pay bills. And that's when, as a young man in my 20s, that's when I really started going like, oh, it's February, it's March.
You didn't pay attention to the months before that?
Not really. I was just living my life. Nothing to see here. Then I'm like, oh, that bill's due again. And the bills always seem to come faster than the paychecks.
Sure feels that way.
And when I was a lawyer and billing people, I also noticed that everyone wants you to pay them their money, but no one wants to pay you what they owe you.
Yeah.
Like, that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could pay all these bills if I could get these people to pay me.
That's the way it goes.
Anyone ever own their own business? Even a small one?
You're asking us?
So funny that you looked right at me and said, has anyone ever owned their own business?
I don't know everything about you.
No, I've never owned a business.
I barely have a functioning car. I've never owned a business.
I have functioned as an independent contractor. Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah, you did. You because all the satellite stuff is all independent
contracting, but also coaching.
Right?
Like, the coaching stuff is essentially considered independent contracting. So I guess in that case,
the old 1099.
I'm my own business.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've done independent contract stuff, but that's definitely not the same thing as like running a business.
Yeah.
I like saying that too because it sounds like you're a hitman.
Contractor.
Yeah, independent contractor. I do freelance contract work.
Rach, anything that you would like to get out there, like the fact that I wear the same clothes every day and I rock around a lot?
Oh, good question. I have resting bitch face. It's really bad. I'll just go ahead and say it. I try not to, but like it shows up. It's present. So I was just saying yesterday, like, we're going to have to start being on camera, which I'm looking forward to, like, getting the show into the 21st century.
Yeah,
most big shows stream. But what I'm not looking forward to is probably being caught with my RBF from time to time. And then
everyone's going to think you and I are always fighting.
I know. Like, we both they're mad at each other again.
I don't think it's what you guys think it is.
I've been told by people who
you
love
trust
me. Yes, like out of Dang. Concern, like, look, it's a thing. Like, you got to fix your face from time to time because you look mad.
Is it worse when you try to fix it?
No, actually, my fix is like if I feel myself doing it, I just raise my eyebrows.
There you go.
Because I'm not like a big, like, when you are like fake smiling, that looks crazy. But if you just raise your eyebrows a little bit, your face looks less severe. So I've started
good advice.
Doing that. Yeah.
I have tiny eyes. You're going to look at me and like, where's his eyes?
Yeah. I got the same problem.
He's got a giant forehead and no eyes. What's going on?
I got this big panda bear face. And whenever I...
We're really selling it.
Like, yeah, like
we're
really
going to have so many people on the stream just to see our freaky faces.
I look like a dump.
I'll pull the eyes. Like, I'm at the eye doctor to see the color.
Well, Andrew just texted me and said, maybe we should turn that light away from you. It's awfully harsh.
Who, me?
No, for me.
Oh.
It is. We need
there's a giant spotlight right on the side of it, and I'm looking at the stream over here, and it's
either
just like,
off or down, because A, it's partly it's going to make it hot, but it's also really shiny.
It's also really hot in here, and I wore like a pretty tight shirt and then a puffy vest over it, so I can't really remove the vest. It'd be kind of
immodest. Quite a show.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just sitting here sweating.
But you got this, like, half your face is like bathed in shadow, and the
like
other is
the
just
Beatles.
Like complete, yes, like completely shining white. And it's like, maybe we can adjust the light.
You're talking about,
because the lighting in here is terrible. This is not a room set up for video stuff at all.
Yeah, let's turn the lights down.
The lighting is like totally. Oh,
now we're in shadow.
How's that?
Better.
We're in shadow now.
That actually overall is a lot better on both of you, Kevin. Even yours, because again, now we've got Kevin, and Kevin's got an enormous window behind him. So Kevin's got all the natural light in the Midwestern America blasting into the back of his head.
You're talking about your tiny eyes. Last time I was in ophthalmology with my good friend, Dr. Birdie, and it's all, hey, Dave, you know, everything great. Get my eyes checked. And he's going at the end. He has an assistant and he goes through all these numbers and he's like XP to the 12, 1594, XYZ, Omaha. And then he goes, saggy eyelids. Swear to God. And I was like, clearly you've picked up someone else's file.
Not I.
I got no saggy eyelids.
When a doctor diagnoses you with saggy eyelids.
Isn't that funny? Like maybe I'm just a little bit more of a narcissist than I think I am, but I'm always like, I'm so self-deprecating. I always think so poorly of myself. I'm the worst. But then if someone else has a negative comment about me, I'm like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, I can't handle it.
No, I'm the same way. And I'm always like, I always hate the way that I look until I get in front of like my own reflection, and then I'm like a bird just like staring at it and preening like, this is a bit
pretty boy.
This hair's a bit stray. This hair here's a bit stray, don't you think?
I don't know how Macy's and places like that sell any clothing, because I've never seen worse mirrors than in a changing room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my body.
Yeah, maybe my mirrors at home are just really way more flattering.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like one of those mirrors that like a door mirror or something that makes
magic
you look
mirror.
Really skinny?
Yes,
yeah.
Got
those
one.
Are, those are great. Lie to me. Just tell me sweet little lies.
I think if you're looking at clothes though, if you can look good in the changing room mirror, it's like, all right, you're set.
Then it's like being Superman. You look great out there.
Yeah, it's like, that's the
ultimate
test.
Think that the changing room mirrors, they would invest a couple of bucks and have like nice lighting and nice skinny mirrors so that you go, I have to have this outfit.
You would think.
That would look amazing in this suit.
But then again, you may get in trouble because then you're deceiving people and then they spend money like, I don't look like that when I get out in public.
I like their accent.
Yeah.
I bought this suit. It didn't look as good.
I don't know. I'm big on the reality check. You know, if it looks good, that's good. If it doesn't, I want to know that too.
Yeah. Just tell me the truth.
I'd rather know.
And that's the thing.
Because it's like, I know what the truth is already. I know if I can pull off this shirt or whatever. I just need someone else to say, yeah, no, don't do it.
I think it's funny. I'm sorry. It's funny that Rage can't take her puffy vest off.
I can't. It's really hot in here.
As soon as she walked in, I was like, oh, no, it's like 80 degrees in here.
I saw Amy out there earlier, and she was like, I was walking down the hall, and I was in shadow yet again. And she was like, oh, are you wearing sleeveless? Did you know how hot it was in the studio? And I'm like, nope, it's a big puffy vest.
No, I'm wearing. Yes,
and she's
Amy.
Like, it's the hottest it's ever been in there. I'm like, yay!
Yes, Amy,
I'm wearing
a big puffy sleeveless vest shirt in.
Well, it probably just looked like a normal sleeveless top from super far away, but it was like, I'm stuck like this. And you know what? It is warm.
Yeah,
it is warm.
Yeah.
Well, we've made all the excuses we can.
Well, look, you got lower expectations.
Yeah.
No, we've done it.
Because next segment will be there.
We've done it.
You'll
just
be 20 minutes of, and I look bad, and I'm not wearing good clothes, so don't get upset.
It's like we've been describing a field of combat or something.
I mean, like, of all of us, like, Rachel, you dress well. You're a
Thanks,
good
wheels.
Dresser. The rest of us just dress.
Well, and you're attractive. Let's just call it what it is. Mm. We're all kind of.
You're all very handsome boys. Don't say that about yourself.
We are all, we're all guys.
Just be aware when you get on the stream to watch us that we all look like this.
No one's tuning in to fantasize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that giant forehead.
Tiny eyes. He must not be able to see that his hair's too long.
My current bit of frustration is that the microphone blocks my face, so you just see my big giant body and then just like a little tiny microphone up top of it.
I like how people are probably listening like, it's not that bad, guys. And then the next segment, they're like, oh,
whoa.
I totally get what they were
By the
saying.
Way, people, you if you, you can comment.
You really undersold it.
So if you're watching, yeah. You can comment.
Don't
and we
tell
can
them
see
that.
That.
Well, but, yeah, no, no comments
yeah,
allowed.
No,
I can,
no, no, no,
can
no, no,
filter
no, no.
them if you'd like.
No, yes. No, 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 no.
We won't post them.
The first person is like, Dave's fatter than I thought. He's like... Experiment over.
Oh, it's like that one. Remember the Mr. Potato or Mrs. Potato Head picture that we posted?
No.
Where I was like crouched down and it was just my
head.
Yes. And
head
someone commented, they were like, yep, she does look like Mrs. Potato Head. And I'm like, look, I'm allowed to say it. You can't say it.
Let's set the ground rules. We go off on ourselves so you don't.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, for the record, I don't mind insults directed at me.
Welcome back, guys. DGS224. Like it or not, we are live. Just pick my nose. Great start. Where are we live? Facebook?
Facebook. Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
Okay. Good. Show and tell.
This is show and tell.
This is my show sheet. So there you go. Just that's every day show is on one piece of paper. Here's my worry stone. Right, that I rub the whole time. Here's my drink. Here's the Google Doc that we talk about all the time. So here are all the ideas that we have for the show. No more. Nothing. If it's not on this sheet, it's not getting talked about. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Wheels, you're right. Your eyes are tiny.
I know. I've been aware of this my whole life.
It feels like Kevin is intentionally making his eyes bigger right now.
Like, yeah, like that. That's big. I joke about it.
So you never look surprised?
Yeah, no. Well, if I am surprised, you know it, because then you can see my eyes. You know, if it was the whole, back, was it the Revolutionary War? If you can see the whites of their eyes, well, good luck. You're not going to see mine.
Good historical reference.
We have to it's all muted.
Yeah.
So we have to
Kevin's
unmute
computer,
that
we
on
have
there.
To unmute.
Oh, you mean the one with Dave on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So no one's been hearing this?
No, just not on the screen.
I mean, we're on the radio. So.
There you go. So we should be now.
I know. Everyone who's watching and saying I can't hear audio, we're working. Wait, I just said we're working on it. Give us a second.
Don't yell at them.
Yeah, Andrew,
sorry.
Relax, Bubba.
Sorry.
It is. All right. Everyone does need to cut us a little slack, though, because this is stressful to go into streaming for the first time.
I love that the first comments we get are just complaints.
No audio. No, I mean, it's fair. Like, if you're listening and you can't hear. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now that mic's muted again.
I'm responding to the comments and saying, we know. Hang on.
All right.
Can you guys hear us now?
Post a message if you hear it, because it should be okay now.
Hang on.
Yeah. Hang on.
That's like, put that on the tombstone of the DGS.
Yeah.
Andrew commented, we know.
Hang on.
I said, we know.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, just like 50
Take
people.
Easy over here.
50
Shut
people
up.
Going, hey, I actually cannot hear the audio. You're like, okay, we got it. Mm-hmm. One comment, we're like, oh, must not have audio.
Man, I just rock all the time. This is what it's like looking at me.
Now I just clicked. That was my phone that you heard there, and the audio is going through the phone, so it should be good now.
So you can hear it.
Yeah, it should be good now.
Maybe there's nobody else.
It should be. It should be okay now. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good now. It's so funny when the DGS gets a new toy, and it's like all we can think
about. We're like, yeah, focus.
It's like hard to do the show because we keep just wanting to be like.
Maureen says no RBFs. Nice. Thanks, Maureen.
Yeah, thanks, Maureen. Hey.
Everybody's very conscious of it right now.
For the first segment.
Let's show them.
Just relax my face. Do I look mad?
We both do.
You mad?
We both look like we just got really bad news.
Oh no, Steve just texted me. What could be wrong?
Oh, crap.
No, it's okay.
Oh, he said audio is
we're
good.
We're working, yep.
Good, good.
All right.
We're not going to do any show. This is all we're doing.
All we're going to do is talk about this stream.
This is it.
Because we are incapable of doing anything else.
That's what I mean. When we get the new toys, it's like all we can think about, and it's all we want to talk about on the show.
Guys, did you know we're doing video today? It's going to be every segment. Hey, you know what? Guys, we're on video.
And one time at band camp. Now I have to worry, like... I started to say now I have to worry about what I look like every day.
I know.
But
I said the same
thing.
Let's
be honest.
I said
what
hat
I wear.
I mean, I was going to say, like, I'm not going to worry about it anyway. I'm going to be what I am.
Hey, Wheeler said he needs therapy in the first segment.
No, I
did. I heard that. And then, like, as soon as we started to get into, like, therapists just want Wheeler's money.
Hey, Dave Klein thinks that Andrew's cute.
Aww.
See,
look at that!
I put a star on his comment. I don't know what that. I don't know what that means.
I always knew it.
To the cream of the crop.
I knew
there.
It.
I don't know what that means, but he gets one.
You're
so we got a question whether or not black is the color of the day because we're all wearing. So, well, Dave's not wearing black. Dave's shirt is
navy
a shade
blue.
Of blue. But Andrew's wearing black. I am, and then Rachel's vest is black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We didn't coordinate.
Andrew, show them your skin.
Show them that beautiful
skin. No, your face.
Which part of it?
You have baby skin.
So I got a thing going on now in the last couple of months where I'm getting some like red stuff up here. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know how to fix that. But other than that, yeah, I have traditionally, I had terrible skin in high school, so I'm a little surprised I never had
really?
Any like
that's
scarring
surprising.
Or anything like that. Yeah. I had real bad. I should bring in some of my like junior prom photos.
Oh man, I'm liking these comments.
They were a mess.
The one saying you look swole.
Yeah, there we go. Put that one right on the screen. There we go.
No, you don't get to do that.
Volunteer the stream.
Are you kidding me?
You forget I know.
And we heard from Vic. He's saying Wheeler's looking swole.
You forget I know how to do this. I do this with
now
gas.
Now we know how to get on the screen.
I do this with Gas House Gang every
it's
day.
It's not fair.
So.
Kevin's cheating by knowing how to do stuff better than we do.
Wait till I start putting banners up.
Eric says, oh gosh, is Rachel mad at us?
Yep, I'm so mad at the entire audience.
Every time we get in an argument now, Wheeler's going to post just make the comments that say, like,
yeah,
Wheeler's
like
so right
him.
About this.
Oh man, I'm going to be such a dictator.
Or Wheeler's on the right side of this one as usual. He just makes it take up the whole screen.
I think we're late for a break.
Well.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
We got so distracted, we forgot news.
Way to go, Steve Moore.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 235. We have a new toy. We are on Facebook Live. Tons of you guys are joining us and talking. Someone said, what's the over-under on how long this is going to last?
Jake, I saw that.
Benjamin says, Dave's got tatted arms?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dave's got sleeves, man.
Yeah, I got sleeves, brother. This is all I'm going to do. I'm going to.
I know.
I'm just going to read my show.
What you need to do, though, is just minimize the screen. Then you don't have to worry about being distracted by that. That's what I usually have to do.
See, that's what people like you do.
It's like I have
it's
to
what
see.
Normies do.
I have to see.
Someone who's compulsed to do everything that he does. So for the people who aren't like me, what do they do? They just go to Facebook and...
Yeah, just go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page and you can see us on camera.
I tweeted it, the link there. So if you just hit find me on Twitter, you can do that too.
And we might start streaming on other platforms too, like X and...
Yeah, so you can do it. We can do it on the Camel X News Twitter account if we want to. Maybe we can set it up for DGS. So there are ways we can set that up so it'll be in multiple places and YouTube eventually.
So far, the comments are mostly to talk about how cute Rachel is.
Yeah.
Well, Kim just said my hair grows so fast, and that's just the best thing anyone could say. But I'm growing it out, so it's a very nice comment. Thank you, Kim.
Jacob Roberson says, Dave, settle the debate once and for all. Who had the better root beer growing up? You know the two options I'm talking about. King Louie. Although I did like the Silver Frost, but I'm a Dog and Suds guy. Dog and Suds had the best.
There you go.
I know. You don't have to point and say Bernie's here.
I'm just reminding.
I know he's here.
Hey, next time he can join us on the video too. We're all house.
That'll be cool.
Super distracted by this. I almost missed the news earlier. I was so excited about the video.
Bern, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to be here. Boy, you guys, it's like show business now for DGS. How about that?
Yeah. I don't know what it was before. Time. Yeah. I have to start out. Bernie always finishes his segment with a live for Saliga Heating and Cooling. I'm going to start the segment with one. Over the weekend, my heating system went kaput, and so I'm freaking out. It's Sunday. We got 0 degrees weather coming up, and I reached out to Bernie to reach out to Saliga for me, and before he could even get back to me, Saliga got back to me, and Brett was the weekend technician. Turned out to be operator error. I had messed it up myself, trying to finagle it, and he walked me through it, and I was miraculously able to fix it, and it came back on, and so I can't say enough good things about Saliga, and Bernie, I appreciate it.
No, I mean, I know that there's a lot of cynicism in the world, so when I rave about Saliga Heating and Cooling, how great they are, that experience you had, we've had two or three experiences just like that. We're like, what is wrong? Oh, what do we do? Oh my goodness. And they calmly arrive and take care of it, and they're on their way, professional, classy. They're not trying to sell you anything. I mean, they're just, that's why they've been in business since 1927. The same family has owned it. I mean, you got to be really great to do to have that kind of staying power.
Yeah. So I hate to start by featuring my wealth, but I have MLB.com. And and I only used it to watch one game last year because I also have Fubo or Fubu, whatever it is. And so I turned it on yesterday, and lo and behold, you can set your favorite team. And suddenly my whole screen is populated with all these Jupiter interviews. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I know you guys saw them, obviously. I'm sure you talked about it on Gas House Gang today. I was really impressed with Nolan Arenado. Not just he looks great, said he's been lifting weight, said that he dropped some weight. I thought you could tell. I liked everything he said, and I appreciate him handling it with class.
I thought he's handled it with total class. I mean, there's been a little bit. I don't want to overstate it. I really don't. But there's been a little bit of an inclination for people to want to stir the pot. You know, it's like, oh, this is going to be awkward. Oh, when he gets there, you know, after all, the Cardinals really didn't want him because they tried to trade him. No, it's because both sides agreed it was worth taking a look at if there could be a fit for Arenado. But he wasn't trying to get out of St. Louis.
Right.
The Cardinals weren't trying to dump him. They weren't going to give him away. They had a chance to give him away, I think, and they weren't going to do it. I mean, they were – Bill DeWitt said it a bunch of times. I mean, we'll be really happy if he comes back, but we're also looking out for him. If he's 34 – he's played in 8 postseason games during his career. His teams have lost 7 of the 8. And he's feeling a little bit of that, career clock heat. And so It made sense to look to see if there was an opportunity. There wasn't any bad blood. None. None whatsoever.
Let me ask you this. Who cares about my predictions? But I have a feeling that he's going to at least start the season well. Is that in any way a bad thing for the Cardinals? Or does it just up his value and therefore we make a better deal?
It can be both. You know, the Cardinals really think they're going to surprise some people, and I'm not going to discourage that. Hey, go out and do it, man. I think people will be fired up to see it. But there is nothing bad that can come out of Arenado having a good season and bouncing back offensively, and he's got a good chance to bounce back offensively. Maybe not to be peak form, but certainly better than slugging .394 and hit 16 home runs. And I've got a lot of information I won't give you now on that, but I did a lot of research on this that tells me the conditions are favorable. But the Cardinals will only benefit, and Nolan Arenado will only benefit, the better he plays, the better it is for everyone. Because, yeah, maybe it opens a trade possibility to one of the teams he'd like to go to later. Or maybe the Cardinals really are in a wild card race, let's say. And it's like, well, wait a minute. We don't want to trade him now. This team needs him. He's leading this team. So let's ride with it.
You know, one of the things we spun that off of, Byrne, to me, one of the coolest things as a nerd in what Arenado had to say today was kind of his acknowledgement of his struggles last year, saying, look, if I was better last year, we might not be in this position. And I like that acknowledgement for one reason. Look, it's the right thing to say, right? It's the automatic thing to say. But
it sound performative.
Right. It sounded honest. But it's also the only way that you're going to get better is to acknowledge that something was not good last year and you need to correct it. And then I spun that off, Bernie, and I asked the crowd, you, Tom, and Matt, whether we think the same thing's going to happen with the team as a whole. We know they're talking about the changes in personnel and player development, all that. But at the major league level, are we going to see the things that they did wrong last year and see them reflect on them and change it, or are we going to see the same thing?
Well, they're running back most of the same club they had last year. That includes hitters, starting pitchers, and bullpen guys. It's amazing how much of that team really is back in place. I do think there's upside. I think there's a lot of upside with their hitters. I refuse to believe they can be as bad as they were last year. I know they're going to hit better with runners in scoring position, and there are reasons to believe a lot of these guys will crank it up a bit. So we'll have to wait and see, but. I don't know what there would be to change midstream, but then that would be, if it doesn't work out, then the Cardinals got to look at a rebuild, and that's going to be up to Chaim Bloom and Bill DeWitt after the season, whether they really want to sort of tear into this team a little bit and not start over entirely, but decide, well, maybe we can't keep riding exclusively with this group. Maybe we need to break this up a bit, but And I think Chaim Bloom being in charge will be good, because I think Mo's got a little shock from some of the decisions they made to trade outfielders or give up on outfielders. It kind of backfired. So I think Chaim Bloom, you know, would be good to handle that decision because he's kind of fresh to the job.
Yeah, and that, you know, when we talk about Ollie Marmol, you know, we were talking about his lineup structures, Bernie, and, you know, whether or not they make sense compared to the way things are done in modern baseball. And I feel the same way about him, I think, that you do, that there's a lot of good, and a lot of the good gets overlooked. But like any player, there are things he needs to be better at. And, you know, if Nolan Arenado, who is a surefire Hall of Famer, if he has things he needs to work on to be better at, if Nolan Gorman does, if Jordan Walker does, if Mason Wynn does, so does the manager in some cases.
Well, I totally agree. And you and I are on the same page with this one. You and I are both very interested in seeing if he prioritizes the offense more than the defense, and neither one of us is advocating that they put a crummy defensive team on the field. That's really not the point. The point is, this team won 83 games last year, and the reason they didn't make the playoffs is because their offense was just horrible, just terrible. So what do you need to change? You need your offense to be a lot better. And I'm sorry, having a better defensive center fielder than, say, Lars Nootbaar, well, that's a nice luxury to have if you have a great offense, but they don't. And so you need to try to muster, you need to try to generate offense at spots where you can. Center field would be one by putting Nootbaar there more frequently. Catcher would be one if they use Herrera extensively behind the plate.
should be fascinating. And I think that, you know, one of the things to not, I don't want to get too deep because we did a really deep dive on this on the Gas House Gang today. So you can check that out. Anybody wants to, anywhere you get your podcasts, you can go to the KMOX Sports YouTube page. By the way, subscribe there and then subscribe to the Bernie Show on YouTube as well. But like the modern game is clustering your best hitters at the top of the order, right? If you look at the Dodgers, it's Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. There's nobody in that top three that's not one of their three best hitters. If you look at how the Yankees have done it, last year, Soto and Judge hit second and third. Judge has mostly hit second. Mike Trout bats second. Rafael Devers in Boston bats second. Gunnar Henderson, the best player on the Orioles, bats leadoff. I would love to see more of that philosophy rather than speed at the top of the order, or we just like the look of it. I want to see the, like, play the numbers, man. It's like playing blackjack. There are rules for a reason, because if you play by the rules, your odds are better.
You have a situation where last year the Cardinals had the second worst leadoff on base percentage in baseball. And if you look at their first two spots combined, they were 27th out of the 30 teams in on base percentage. And so you know what the fallout was from that? The Cardinals 3, 4, and 5 hitters last year ranked 27th in at bats with runners in scoring position. In other words, the top of the line, the top two spots in the lineup were not setting up run scoring opportunities the way that they have to for an offense to really click. Now, some people will say, well, Bernie, yeah, I hear you, but they were terrible with runners in scoring position last year. Okay, true. But that's really beside the point about how you structure your offense in 2024,
right?
Your lineup construction. I mean, the point is it still doesn't justify using your first two spots with people with low on base percentages just because last year guys behind them did not cash in enough. I mean, that's not how you need to think through things. That's all wrong. Give them opportunities and there will be more success.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 252. Happy Monday to you. We, of course, have some bad weather coming up. As I understand it, Dave Murray will be here at 3:35, but I'm going to be braver about the forecast. He's going to, you know, Dave likes to be right. I don't care. I think tomorrow we're going to have snow during the middle of the day, going all night. I think probably into Wednesday down south. It sounds like you could have like 6 to 8 inches. Here in town, I think we're more like 3, 4. But it's like PTSD, right? It only took one bad storm to really freak us out. People are asking why they can't hear anything on the breaks on Facebook because the mics are turned off so that we don't say the F word and get in trouble because we say the F word a lot. But we are going to try to figure out how we can just play KMOX or play the ads or something like that, or we'll figure it out. This is like literally hour one of doing this.
Yes. Yeah.
So
anything that you guys don't like about the stream right now and you want fixed, the answer is that we don't know, but we're learning. We don't know. .. We're learning all of this, and yeah, we're figuring it out. Rachel's done a great job of figuring out all this video stuff.
People saying that Rachel looks cute, surprised that I have so many tattoos, and hoping that Andrew doesn't pull a Jeffrey Toobin.
I thought that one was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, Josh, come on. I mean, you know.
It's not fair.
I'm not gonna, but I mean, you know.
I mean, you're at work. It's not like you're
at work. Yeah, so is he. You're the most likely.
So is he, though.
Who?
Jeffrey Toobin.
Oh, they've been Josh. Like, don't be going up on Josh.
Hey, Josh, come back to your job.
Will it be the whole show every day or certain hours? Right now, between 2 and 4, because 1 o'clock is when we have Chris and Amy. We don't have enough cameras. And then after 4, we need a break, right?
Yeah.
That's when I take my shirt off. So
that's what everybody wants to tune in for.
Every day we should end the stream by Dave like beginning to take off his shirt.
Dave, we should treat that. There's got to be a fee for the 4 o'clock hour.
Now we're getting close to OnlyFans.
Yeah, once we hit 50,000 followers on Facebook, Dave will go shirtless the whole stream.
There we go.
I don't mind that.
There we go. Now we're talking. About to go make a bunch of bot accounts.
Andrew123 says, I'm the 50,000th follower.
Andrew123.
He's buying a bunch of followers.
Andrew bunch of numbers.
Not Andrew420 says.
Yeah, so Andrew's back. Mm-hmm. Has a harrowing story. Have you heard the story?
You know, I haven't heard the whole story.
It involves a bucket.
A bucket?
Uh-huh.
Involves a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure how much she'd want to hear.
Well, that's
think
the
about
thing.
It.
Andrew
he already has
been,
a toilet.
Andrew has been shielding me from this information.
I mean,
we've been in pretty, you know, pretty good contact this whole time, but he hasn't been upfront about a bucket situation.
I'll tell you about it.
I mean, the bucket's the least of the problems.
Eric wants a segment where Kevin crushes fruit with his biceps.
I'll get some grapes.
Let's do it.
Grapes will be easy.
Oh, yeah. This would have been good for catching quarters.
Oh, it would have been great,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody else pointed out this is perfect for our taste tests. So maybe we should do some taste tests soon.
Yeah, but I think people are looking for more excitement. Like, there's a show I love, Saturday mornings on CBS, these two ladies, and they always do the dish where they go to a restaurant, and then they come back and they're eating the food.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize why so many people complain about that over the years in the DGS, because I don't give a rat's ass that you're eating the food,
right?
Because I'm not eating the food,
yeah.
And now I'm just watching you eat the food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that only makes sense if we did like the hot chocolate again, something mm-hmm. painful.
Or something painful.
Or surprising.
Yeah, Andrew.
Like something surprising, like you don't know what it's going to be.
Yes.
Like, would you, you know, what is this?
We should play that game. What was the game I made up where?
Truth or Braunschweiger?
Yes, Truth or Braunschweiger.
I was just thinking about that. I found some at Schnucks, and I was just thinking about that game the other day.
We'll do that.
I will tell you the truth every time.
Yeah, that was.
And I like Braunschweiger.
I liked it.
So I was fine.
That was
that's mother's milk.
Harrowing game for some of us, and then the rest of us had a wonderful time.
Eric's asking about Catholic Fish Smackdown. I just today bought the trophy.
It's a nice one.
It's 17 and a half inches long.
We still have a couple of slots.
Measurement. What's that?
We still have a couple of slots. My email is available on the Facebook. If anybody would like their church to be featured in it, got a little more room left, so feel free to. I'm going to be filling those slots here pretty soon.
You know, it'd be kind of fun if every year we let in one non-Catholic church.
Do they do fish fry?
I don't know. There's got to be someone out there. Got to be some Protestant frying fish.
I mean, if you are, reach out. We'd love to have you.
I mean, we can't let them win. Also,
no, absolutely not. Don't be ridiculous.
Protestants can't win. We also had a great suggestion from a listener who said rather than giving us the points every week so that we know who's going to win, don't give any points, just give your review, and then going into the clubhouse, have the top three teams on, and then it's like more drama.
Right, or just have the winner on.
Or the top three. Okay, we're going to fight, and you can't hear, but you can see it.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.